Hi everyone. Welcome to OMG Stop. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie.
And today, we've got a quirky episode for you today. Get ready, guys. We got an important topic to discuss about imposter syndrome and how imposter syndrome, what exactly it is, how it applies to each Jamie and I's life, and maybe just like how we feel like it's definitely evolved over the time of our 20s so far.
Yeah,
Love
agree.
that. Okay, Jamie, I guess you want me to start?
Yeah, why don't you start?
Okay, so guys, the reason why this topic I think is so great and why Jamie and I are thinking about talking about it is because if everyone's heard the term, maybe I feel like it's been thrown around a lot, a little bit, I think, on social, but I first heard about imposter syndrome. Honestly, I think it was by my therapist when I was 25. I'm not sure about you, Jamie, but that's when I think I first heard about the term, or I was made aware of what exactly it was. And my therapist was kind of saying to me because I was, I think, questioning a lot of things in terms of people would make these comments about me, or it would, like, I'd be like, oh, hearing these like beautiful compliments or great things about something in different aspects of my life, but I didn't believe it. And, or a lot of ways maybe people would describe me, and I'd be like, who are you talking about? Kind of thing. And it may seem like, how is that possible? But I think it's a very common thing where people are told they're this and they don't believe that it's true of them, essentially, is the imposter portion of imposter syndrome, where, like, if someone's like, oh, Jamie's such a jerk, and like it's totally the opposite. But maybe if she believed that because she everyone think thought that about her, then it's like a strange, almost like a complex. Maybe that's a bad example, but I just think it especially is intense. I think being a female and going through life in your young 20s, anytime in your 20s, as me and Jamie have discussed before, we are both in our later 20s now, and I think definitely as while we were in college, I know for me personally, at FIT, Jamie and I both started our careers in a very competitive industry in a very big city where you are one of how many million, where people, especially I know Jamie, the kind of portion of fashion she went into was very common for many that went to FIT with us. And I know for me, magazine publishing and just working, people wanted to be stylists in magazines and all these things. That was a huge, huge kind of like, oh, desirable job at the time. And even beyond career, I just found that, especially in my early 20s, and I think also kind of when you graduate college and kind of figure out more so your strengths and skills in life, you really question, oh, people think this of me. And then it's almost like you don't believe in yourself or you question yourself, which sounds so sad, but it's true. You really kind of maybe lose faith a bit in yourself, or because you have maybe one person that has said not so great stuff to you that changes everything. And you don't believe any of the good stuff, which is terrible. So I just feel like it definitely affected maybe how I'm sure how I came across in interviews, or maybe how I came across in early careers, maybe kind of seeming a little, I don't know if timid's the right word, but just maybe a little bit more not confident in my ability to like do the task that was needed of me. Possibly I gave off that energy. I don't know, but it could have been a thing, because of stress. I know I was also extra stressed when trying to get a job after graduating because I'm not from New York. And when I was in the city, I had a lot of pressure from my family and at home that when I graduated, if I didn't have a job, I was going to be sent back home. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, they're going to take care of me. It was like, no, if I don't have a job, like, cool kid, like, come on home. And that was the last thing on my to-do list. I know that was kind of a little like snippet version, but Jimmy, what are your thoughts on imposter syndrome, or just maybe how it's interacted kind of with yourself and your being, and what you think of yourself and feel over the course of your 20s so far?
I feel like the Gemini in me is constantly an imposter when it comes to everyone because I always come off as happy and smiley. And a lot of times on the inside, I want to just scream like fuck you to people. And I just every day put on a smile and I'm like, sure, no problem. I can help with that. Meanwhile, on the inside, I'm like, no. I was just kind of always told, you put on a smile, you put up, you shut up, and that's that. So I think for me, it's more so everyone says, oh, Jamie's so happy and smiley. And then it started to really come out when I started working. And after a year, like I would get very frustrated with vendors and things. And my boss at the time, she would say, like, oh, you think Jamie's really smiley, but no, she's got a feisty side to her. Like, she does get upset with vendors, and she sh as she should. And she's start I was starting to learn like the process of that. I think there's more pressure on women, and there was a whole discussion about this at my job recently, that there's more pressure for women to kind of have imposter syndrome because of the stereotypes of women in the workplace. And that, we have to always put on a smile and be nice and be friendly. And, women are seen, especially women of color, unfortunately, are portrayed as aggressive a lot of times, which is not okay. But yeah, I feel like I hate to say it, I feel like I'm an imposter like all the time in some way, but I can turn that on and off. Maybe it's the theater skill. Maybe it's the fact that I am a Gemini and I somewhat have two personalities. Maybe it's the fact that I don't like to piss people off. I'm very ignorant to the fact that I don't know if anyone ever talked shit about me when I was in high school. And if they did, well, I never heard it. I used to think that because I respected everyone, that's why no one ever bothered me. But yeah, I don't think people realize, you know, the anxieties and the demons that I fight every day. And I just kind of portray this happy-go-lucky person all the time. So, yeah.
But I'm glad Jimmy mentioned anxiety too, because I feel like, as you guys know, our previous episode on anxiety, feel free to listen to that back or listen to it if you've not listened to it yet. I think a huge part of imposter syndrome, Jamie, I think almost is a little bit attached to anxiety for everybody, right? It's like it almost maybe creates a type of anxiety that inside of yourself you're like, oh no, am I not allowed to actually truly be happy right now? Or am I not allowed to kind of feel like, I love what you brought into Zodiac, because you know, also with Leo, my situation is where I've had a lot of trouble growing up in different things in my personal kind of upbringing situation where if I felt good about myself or proud about things, I was told that was not okay. I was told, like, you think you're hot shit. I've never had someone outside of my immediate family tell me that. A lot of people close to me, like close to my house, have said that before. And it's so funny. So I feel like I'm so opposite when it comes to, you know, also again, all like you said to me, Gemini or not, I feel like all our personalities are also different at home and like away from the house. You know what I mean? In terms of like at work.
Oh, absolutely. And- I've told Krista, like, there are so many times I've like, which sounds awful, but I've like just completely disrespected my parents in the household. And, you know, I'm not going to do that at work. You know, my parents definitely put their foot down with me. I was always told as a child, you know, I think that's the other thing too. Like my mom used to joke and say, you'll never win, because her whole thing was, you may be my only child, but in no way am I ever going to do things the way you want them. Like, you will never get your way. And I grew up with other only children who could, their parents let them do whatever they want. And my mom was very much like, absolutely not. It will never be your way. And my grandmother was the same way. You will never get your way with me. So I think I was always used to having to also work like, you know, twice as hard to get where I wanted. And, but I also think I did think I was hot shit in high school. I think I thought I was like, yeah.
I think we've all, Jimmy, I think we've all had to hear this thing, guys. I think a portion of also like figuring out like who you are and like the confidence thing, I think it's such a tricky pickle, literally, because you figure out, I think, through, you know, again, having some jobs where you think you're doing great and then smack down to the ground. I mean, Women's Health Magazine, I never thought I was like queen of the job at all. But the thing is, I felt so proud of myself and happy that I had finally gotten to my dream job at the young age of 22. First job out of college, and it was a beautiful situation, but it was hell on earth because I was treated terrible. Basically, was never off the clock. And the fact that to have that from an employer like that also, you know, of course, triggers other things from maybe other females in your life. And I've always had constant problems with females. Problems, not meaning friends, but constantly meaning I've constantly been, like, told by fellow friends growing up too that, like, this is impossible for me, or you're not good enough, or, like, you're not okay. Like,
but do you think those people told you those things because they were jealous of you?
That is what everybody says, but I've never seen it that way. That's the problem. Like, I've never seen
myself. Maybe people were jealous of the fact that you did have the opportunity to go to New York and get out.
I mean, dude, I think, no, that is so bad and probably true. But the thing is, these people I'm saying who, like, they like, kept trying to, like, discourage me from things. And I told you, it was, like, a handful of people who were not, like, in my immediate house. Somewhere. But there were people, you know, I went to school with, and I'm saying. But also, it's, like, I've never, and anyone in my life can like come out now and like attack me, but I don't think I've ever strongly discouraged someone from doing something unless it was like, this is really not a good idea. It's like, you have to let people figure out their own shit on their own. People have to fail on their own. You know what I mean? It's like, and I try to like be a little more mindful of that with certain things, maybe to say to people directly, because I've been told so personally all the time, whatever I want to do is not, it's like, it's not possible. It's not going to happen. And I'm like, let me just do my life the way I want to do my life. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, I mean, it probably totally could have been a jealousy thing, but I still don't even view it as that. I still view it as like, what was I doing wrong to like cause them to want to be like that? So,
Like I kind of had that when I was doing theater in high school. Like I just had to kind of accept the fact that my parents were going to be critical of my theater skills because they are performers and they're critical people. So my performances were probably never going to be perfect in their eyes, but I myself am very critical too. Like I friends, I'm telling you right now, I read all of you. I read all of you. I know your strengths. I know all of your weaknesses. I read you like a book. I'm sorry to say it. It's just something I do. I'm a very critical person. Internally, it's very hard to make me like 100% satisfied with things, to be honest. But that's something like I just kind of like accepted, like, you know, my parents aren't it's not going to be a perfect performance because my mom is perfect pitch. So everything's going to sound off to her. You know, my dad's very critical, things like that. I just kind of accepted that as a kid, I guess. I didn't go into performing. That was one thing my parents also discouraged me from doing. They were like, please don't go into theater. Please go into something that's more financially stable.
Jamie, that's tough to deal with though.
Right. I think too, my parents both had jobs where they had to put on a face of some sort. You know, guys, if you listen to the episode with my mom, she talks about, you know, having to put on a face in the television business. And my dad was a teacher. And even though maybe he was having trouble, you know, he had to put on a face for his students, for his principal. So both of them had jobs where they had to very much like act and be a certain way.
So true. Yeah. It's like so much of that just like career-wise obviously affects like the outward appearance we give off. It's so interesting. It's crazy. I don't know. It's so fast. That's what I think is like interesting that with imposter thing, I think second therapist, I had a couple of therapists. When I first went through the trial and error phase of finding a solid mental health, you know, person of important reliance. But that's what I do when she had mentioned that to me. I forgot exactly how she brought it up or what topic we were talking about, but it's just, I think, again, piggybacks off the fact that we both see the value in therapy. And it's just interesting, I think, talking about certain things, what you realize maybe certain times in the past have led you to believe this about yourself or not believe it, or almost just, you know, like I said, I've had things where some chunk of people in my life will tell me one thing and then another chunk will contradict it. And again, like you said, G, you have to kind of just like, you go through obvious times in your life where you kind of like have to just honestly excuse the French, but say fuck it and just kind of go with it. And just like, no, trust yourself and just be like, you know what? I know who I am, what I'm about, and this is what's up. So here we go. And I'm trying to get better about that, but it's super hard because of the females that I've had life modeled after to go behind, if that makes sense, kind of like generations ahead of me that have kind of been like, no, just kind of follow this. And it's just like, this is not the way to be, people. But also, you know, we're different times and things keep changing. And my generations above me, my mom, my grandmother, like just their beliefs are so far-fetched from beyond what I feel like my headspace is half the time. I feel like that applies to like how Jimmy said, again, women in the workplace, that's very crucial too. Cause that, especially I know in fashion was definitely a tricky thing when it was, believing, you know, what you could think about yourself when everyone was against you. And we were literally at a school and it was all female and going into jobs that were basically all female based. That's why I'm so glad I'm not in that section of life right now anymore.
Also, I think, you know, we are in the age of social media. Look how many women are not who they are online.
That's what's really sad. And
Instagram is not real. Nothing is real on Instagram.
Here's the thing. People are real, but it depends on like what they show on there. That's the whole thing about, you know what I mean, why Instagram. Well, the filter thing too. I feel like I'm still naive to the fact that people will show like, oh, is that a filter? I still will see it. I'm like, I can't tell if it's a filter or not. I don't know. I don't use any crazy app to edit my photos. Like people that do all that, but I feel like sometimes when we all see it, maybe it's just me. Jimmy, you're probably more aware of it because you know some of the back end of digital stuff a little more and you are like on the whole YouTube thing and about all that scene with your own channel. But it's like, I find that when I see some of that scrolling, I'm like, oh, is that actually their skin or follow a lot of this or that? And it's just, there's so many things that can be altered that we have no idea behind the scenes. Because some people also take photos on like high def, super professional cameras, super fine tune it, and then post it on social. And that's for brands, for sure, business-wise. And obviously, we know that end. And also, it could be on a personal way, too. It can be used in such a plethora, you know, of ways now, especially in these work-from-home times. It's all kind of mechanically engineered.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It's tough to differentiate though. That's the tricky part. You know what I mean? Like especially on certain days, like you might not realize like, oh, let's take a step back and realize, is this photo actually accurate, real, you know, of a human or like I said, different stuff altered, Photoshopped or there's so many different editing apps. I don't know how to use any of those. Are you kidding people? If you do, kudos. But like there's just obviously doing, you know, to so many different brand influencers and brand I'm spacing on it, but people that, you know, work for different digital brands that like BuzzFeed, I'm saying, or Finery that have now became kind of saying, you know what I mean? Kind of like their whole job, obviously, is presentation on social. So that too, it's just like, tricky to decide about your platform and then what's what you want to be for you. Because that too, I think, can trigger a lot of imposter syndrome. Because like you said, Jamie, maybe some friends know you in real life and they see you online, but if it's someone, Jamie, maybe, you know, we went to school with, maybe someone we used to work with years ago, you haven't seen in years, how do you know it's actually who they are now? They could have changed or who they're not. You know what I mean? That's right. Also like, it's also a strange, strange deciphering.
I know people in my friend group who definitely portray someone different on their social than they do, than they are in person. And sometimes I want to just like call bullshit on their Instagrams and be like, no, why are you trying to paint this beautiful picture? That's not it.
Well, here's the thing. I think two sides. I mean, to me, all I think is, okay, Gemini Moon coming out. But here's the thing, because I know a certain portion of like my AMC background of like, all like kind of branding and making sure brand awareness. It depends, because like, listen, I don't know if you're talking about me, I'm saying, or not. Obviously, I'm not like personally offended.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about someone else.
Okay. Because I'm saying I'm not a fake person at all. But I'm saying, of course, you know, are there times when I post on social certain things and I'm feeling a different way? 100%. Depends on what's going on and what I'm kind of promoting or what I'm trying to kind of like bring light to, because I try to have a positive, light, happy space, and it's very authentic to me. But there's some days when I'm not doing great, but I'm posting sunshine. So like, Jimmy, so I get that I'm saying too, yeah. If that's what you're saying.
I just feel like every time they post online, it's like they're trying to portray this perfect image. And it's like, your life is not perfect. And I know it's not perfect. Like, come on.
I know, but the thing is like,
it's not authentic.
Yeah, but the thing is like, but you and I think both know, like, I know from my own like higher moral compass at this point in my life where a lot of the ones who maybe do that, maybe they feel like they have to do that because everything else in their life is not where they want it to be. You know what right. I mean? So,
oh, I know that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I don't know this person, but I'm saying in general how any of us, you know, I think it's also valid that we're in funky times and it keeps getting, I think, quirkier because, you know, everyone's kind of like in a strange boat of like comfort, not comfort still, as we're kind of ideally and I think actually hopefully fizzling away from the intensity of COVID-19 and everything else. There's still a lot of residual effects from it, and that affects a lot of daily life. Like I said, at work and play, socializing and everything too, and how we all interact. So it's just, yeah, it's still strange times. But I mean, also everyone has to do them. Like if they want to be someone on social and someone else in real life, you want to be like, but you know, you want to be like Gemini, you know, they want to be like legit Gemini, like two different sides. If they want to be, you know, like, hey, we all have those parts of ourselves sometimes too. But I don't know. It's so tricky. I think that also, I can't imagine for a young woman growing up now, Jamie, like young teens, you know, now I think maybe we've talked about a smidge in a previous episode, but
I would hate to be a teenager right now.
My friend, how, like, Jamie, don't you feel like the digital space too has changed? Like, dude, because you're watching YouTube when you were younger. We were in college and you were in high school, I feel like, right? But
I've been watching Smosh since they started, one of my favorite YouTube channels ever. I've been watching them since middle school.
Jamie, but you feel like, you know, I feel like it's like, you think almost it's not like gotten worse, but it's kind of like, it's turned a sharp corner where it's even more almost kind of like a lot of Brit design in the background or like
YouTube is a whole production in itself.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
It is a whole production in itself. You can't just film from your laptop anymore. You have to have the lights. You have to have the camera. You have to have multiple cameras. You have to have the right setup. You have to have the right editing software. You have to know how to edit. Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for no money, I feel like. Or to get to where you can monetize your channel. It takes a lot.
Yeah. Do you think, Jamie, do you feel like, I mean, maybe I guess this is partially true or false, but some of the original, I'm saying, creators, I'm thinking back in the day, do you think they had to like work a long time before they got anywhere? Or some of them kind of like hit it fast? Or maybe more now there are people hitting
most of the ones who've been on now forever. I'm thinking like iJustine is a good example, who's been on YouTube for 10 plus years. I think it probably took her a good 3 to 4 years to finally be able to make something off of it. But she, you know, she's a woman in tech and she wanted to break that mold. I don't know if she has a video where she explains that, but I would think for her, it took her a few years before she finally like hit the ground running and became super successful from it. So, and same thing for Smosh. I mean, I think it took them a few years before they finally did it full time and actually made a company out of it.
That too. Well, that's true too. It's like the fact that people, I think more than ever during pandemic and maybe even still now, and I know people were doing it even before, but I think it was like more so amplified of like dropping their day job and changing to full on social if they had a good community or audience paying attention to them on YouTube. Like I said, I'm thinking more Instagram stuff too, but definitely for sure in any of the kind of social space. And there's more and more apps keep creating. TikTok now is like a whole other enterprise. I feel like I don't know if people are making money off of that, Jane, but I believe I'm
I
sure they
don't know
are.
if you can. I don't think TikTok has a monetization platform like Instagram does yet.
Oh, or like even how YouTube, I'm saying, I don't think that people are not sponsored like on TikTok to do this for brands or anything yet.
I
Promote
don't
this.
know. I don't know because I've been trying to read about. I'm sorry. No, I think TikTok does. Clubhouse doesn't have a
Oh.
monetization platform yet.
I understand that about Clubhouse. Like I said, okay. Because Jamie and I didn't talk about Clubhouse before. We're both on it, so I know we're so cool. No, you guys.
I never like do anything on it.
Me neither.
I went to one room that was very interesting, and that was it. So.
I know I tend to like two separate ones before. It depends. I think the tricky part is like it's beautiful because you can just literally have almost like a podcast, but you have like a whole like group panel conversation on the side, listening to it. What you can be doing it while you're doing anything else around the house, in your life, on the go, in the car, whatever. But it just depends. Like, I don't always remember when they're scheduled at certain times. I have different things going on at odd to hours, and it's like so many different options happening at once. I can't keep
You
up
can
with
have
that.
it where it adds a notification to your calendar.
I know, but sometimes I get them and then I'm just like, wait, in the middle of something else, I can't like segue or just like,
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'll
oh,
like
my.
hop on and then I'll be like, not feeling it. Leave.
Like I said, I have some friends who has worked out great for them, but different kind of health chats they have weekly, which is phenomenal. I just feel like, yeah, I still haven't like figured out the secret sauce to everything about it. I'm still a little bit confused.
Yeah. It is confusing.
But Jamie, maybe that was how like, any social platform is, right? Because I mean, dude, I wasn't like early on to the Facebook game or Instagram. I was super late to too. So it
Oh,
takes
I was very early on. I had a MySpace when my mom didn't know I had one.
I
Sorry,
never
mom,
had
I
a
had a MySpace when I was 13. Too bad. We all did. I had a MySpace.
I never had a
Oh,
MySpace.
I had a MySpace.
Dude.
I had AIM, MySpace,
AIM.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I was on Twitter in high school. I was on Instagram by sophomore year of college, and Facebook I was on, I think when we were 16 is when you could go on. You didn't have to have a college address because I remember you had to have a college email to sign up. And so my friend's siblings, I think we mentioned in a prior episode, like I had friends who had siblings in college and high school, so they were signing up, and then finally it became, the thing. No, I had Facebook before. I had Facebook as a freshman in
Jamie,
high school.
dude, you're so on that. Jamie's like so on the pulse of these like apps. Dude,
But
I like delayed
it
to the
was
app.
nice though, because like I have a lot of family that doesn't live near me. So that was more like for Facebook, it was really good to do that, especially as my cousins and I like got closer as we got older. It was nice to have. And I just remember being in high school, like you had to make sure it when you applied for college, like colleges would try and find you on Facebook. And even now on Facebook, I don't have my last name on there. And I have friends who still don't, but that was like a very big, like no-no. Like you have to make sure, because I went to school with kids who would put pictures of them like drinking, and they were like 15, 16 years old.
Oh my
And
gosh.
it was a whole thing of like, you don't want colleges to see that, and you have to be careful, and to be careful, excuse me, all these things. And I think I had my Twitter was private. I'm not really on Twitter anymore. I don't do Twitter anymore. I
Jamie,
find
I
it so
used
annoying.
to.
It's become so political.
Oh my God.
And
A, that is true. Dude, I used to be on, I think, a lot. I mean, I feel like I was on Twitter before Instagram, like for news a lot, like early on, like in high
I was
school.
on it because I thought celebrities would talk to me.
Hey, but that's
And the
also.
Jonas Brothers were like one of the first bands to get on social media when we were in high school. Like they had Twitter
Oh.
accounts, they had a YouTube channel. They were like one of the
Cool.
first bands to like get on. So that also made me want to go on social a lot. Yeah. I was also like a loner, guys. I used to sit for hours on my parents' computer and just watch YouTube and go on social media. Like it was pretty bad the amount of time I spent on a computer, more so than hanging out with my friends.
Jamie, if you chose to do that, like I was always playing outside.
There's another thing of imposter stuff, like I think people thought I was always this very bubbly, friendly person, but I really didn't hang out with my friends a lot in high school. Like I used to hang out alone a lot, but just by myself on a computer, and it was fine. I think I'm the same way. I think people, when they meet me, they're like, oh, you're so bubbly and things like that. But now with COVID, like I'm starting to realize I like being alone more than being in person with my friends sometimes. like, I'm fine being off by myself. I don't need to be in a room full of people. And I don't like being in a room full of people a lot of times.
Yeah. I think, Jimmy, a lot of people, like, I think you were talking about this a little bit last night, but I think a lot of people, guys, are kind of realizing it more now than ever before. Like, maybe I know some people who, you know, yeah, either they have, like, social anxiety too, or, like, they have, like, different kind of things pre-COVID where they've never enjoyed being around a lot of people. And now it's just kind of almost, I feel like, more enhanced, the fact that now there's different concerns around it, and it makes them question if they actually even want to be around people in general. Seriously, you know, it's kind of intense, but I'm so opposite where I, but it depends, James. Remember I told you, like, Jamie, maybe not you, one of my other friends who I know is always questioning me when I first got my apartment and was living alone, the fact that I had my own place. One of my friends was so surprised because she's like, but you love people, but I love my own space. It's like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm very extroverted, but I think I love having my living space kind of like within my control, within my own, like, kind of like I can manage or kind of maintain the space or whatnot. I just love the freedom, I guess, too, especially having the amount of happiness that I had out of just having my own place in Astoria was fantastic. The fact that I'd go home every day, I knew it was going to be expecting after, like, a lot of different various roommate crazy stuff to me. But I know how I'm an extrovert in the sense that I feel so lit up from humans. Like, I am so fine being on my own certain days. And I need those times, too, to still take care of my own, like, business and have those days to myself. But let me tell you, like, at work yesterday, I went in, I was, like, super tired a little bit, crazy days. And I went in, I was a little bit, like, a little tired, here we go. Over the moon, so happy because I work with my favorite people. And just, like, I love humans. And I love being around, like, even if they're quirky people and it's when they don't get along with all the time or, like, all the time, I just like humans so much. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's where we're so opposite. And I'm like, ugh. I can't stand this.
Yeah. Person. I mean, I'm not kidding. Then, like, I'm, like, on such a high. And then, like, I literally can't go to bed. I've been having trouble falling asleep because I've been so, like, on high from human interaction. Literally. Just, like, different kind of things. Even if it's, like, communications about – I have various scattered stuff, you know. Obviously, you and I have different things, too, like, going on. So I'm trying to kind of, like, coordinate and chat about. And some of that just, like, makes me so excited and lit up in the best way. I feel so eternally blissful and happy about certain things. Obviously, depends on the day. But a lot of that, especially in these times, I feel like it makes me sore even more because I feel like I've been so deprived and depleted of that kind of external energy I've been able to give out. Because I have so much energy to give out. And if I don't have anyone to interact with, especially if I have just my people at home to interact with, it, like, yeah, it's not always cute. So, yeah, definitely, like I said, I need to be able to exit the house to feel good about things, especially around other people. Especially being around, like, goofy humans, so especially being around, like, a lot of men. Like, I love having, like, diversified people around me, you know, male, female, however they identify. Just, like, I love having a variety of different individuals around me. It just, like, makes me feel very, like, fulfilled in different ways, and I love that. It's similar to how your plate should be, people. It's true, but it's similar. It's just, like, I don't know, that's different for everybody too. And I think right. The imposter thing is that maybe, like I said, people also think, oh, because I'm extroverted, I always want to be around people. And like I said, I don't always want to be around people. I think that's a true fact that when I get home, I don't want to be around my people that I live with, my family.
Right. And just because I'm introverted doesn't mean I always want to be alone. Like, I'm
going to see
my cousin after we record, and I'm happy to see my cousin. You know, I haven't seen her in a long time, but sometimes I do want to physically be around my friends, or even just, like, physically be, you know, even being around my parents is fine. I get along with them pretty well, despite when I'm home, you know, sometimes it is a challenge for sure, but, you know, my parents don't like to sit around and do nothing. They like to, you know, get up and go. So yeah. So it's nice when they're like, okay, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's take a drive somewhere. But yeah. Yeah. Just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean I don't want to be around you. You know, no. I like going to brunch.
Yeah. But I think, Jimmy, it's just true, right? For any kind of human, is that I know, and that's maybe a part of imposter syndrome. Maybe it's part of, you know, life and how you learn about yourself. I know for a fact that a large part of my life until, I'd say maybe even like a year or so ago, and I think I'm still obviously trying to learn to get out of it, but I've been living in such an extreme mindset for so long about have to do all this or that. Like, that's just kind of where a lot of different things have kind of funneled into for me, different personal ways. And I've been trying to learn to kind of, you know, it's okay to have it kind of, not maybe balanced, but kind of, you know, a little bit, not just like this or that. And that's, like, a hard thing about learning through life experiences too, because I know, like, that comes in terms with socializing, that comes in terms with energy I give to who and what and myself and how we feel about ourselves too, and then what we let control our thoughts. Like, only person, guys, that we have to live with every single day is ourselves. So we have to try to make sure, you know, take care of that person first. And that's the tricky part. And I think that's a lot of it was like the core, almost like the root cause and like a health sense of imposter syndrome too, is like trying to resolve internally kind of what is it that makes you question any kind of positive or negative like thoughts and comments and accolades, whatever, coming from other people and coming from the outside that affects how you feel about yourself, because it shouldn't. But it's really hard to keep to your own thoughts when there's a lot of incoming traffic.
I also think for most people, like for myself, like I am my own worst enemy. I am my biggest critic, more so than other people.
That's true too, Jamie. Well, that's for sure, because I feel like I definitely don't like hold my friends to the standard at all that I hold myself to. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I don't. Are you kidding me? I'm not happy with myself half the time with the things that, you know, I do. I always want to like get more done or like do this or be here and all that. And I don't hold that for anyone else. Especially like, yeah, friends, family, it's different categories for sure with that. That probably, Jamie, is a common thing for most people. I always think it's just like, oh, based on, you know, like you said, maybe your family, my family, two different upbringings and how we were kind of raised. Like, yeah, I have critical family members and stuff too, which affects.
As my mom said, you're just going to complain about it on the therapist couch. That's what she told me from a very young age. So basically every parent fucks up their kids in some way. Let's just be real. No parent is perfect. And each kid is going to get some strange thing from their parents, whether it's your birth parents or adoptive, like everyone, like depending on who raises you, like it's just so true. And you know what? We probably all have some form of imposter syndrome. I find myself now more so almost guiding my parents sometimes and being like, why didn't you just say no to that? Why didn't you just tell them the truth? Like, why do you have to like beat around the bush? You know, like just be yourself and just tell them no, tell them yes. Like, you guys are older. You shouldn't have to. My parents they always say they're at an age where, you know, they have no filter, which is so true. They don't have filters anymore. But like, sometimes I'm like, why pretend? Like, why pretend now? Like, you're the one who's always telling me to not do that. So now where are you doing that?
That's crazy. But I know what you mean about kind of like, yeah, like you see that side of it with your family. But also I think it's tricky because it's always easier to be the outside person in that conversation, right? It's like, I know, you know, like I'm saying, whether it be family or friends or just any kind of situation, like I have a coworker who says this XYZ, I could think, oh, it's an easy way to respond to it. But if it's you going through it, it could seem like a whole bigger battle. You know what I mean? Just because I feel like it's just different when it's like your own thing for whatever reason. Yeah. It's just like, that's tricky part. Cause I feel like too, I feel like I have a strange thing. Well, this is separate. I don't even get into all this, but this is like kind of posture, but not quite. But I've always had trouble with emotions in general in life because I kind of was taught young. I was like almost made fun of when I'd react negatively to something, or I'd get upset, or I'd be crying. And so I was told it wasn't okay. So I never thought it was okay to have any emotions or feelings that were not positive.
I never cried in school because I somehow thought that was wrong.
Jimmy, in school, oh my God, dude, I've never cried.
You know why I thought it was wrong? Because I went to school with another only child who cried every single day missing her mom. And I don't know where this, my parents are like, where did this come from? My whole thought process was like, don't cry in school. Like, you're supposed to be in school. Don't cry for mom. Mom's not here, you know? Or like, if you cry in school, like, yeah, I think I thought it did show a bit of a weakness if I were to cry in school. And I think also, here's another thing of imposter syndrome. A lot of my friends think I am a very stone cold hearted person. Now there are certain things that yes, I am very cold hearted and I don't have a lot of emotion. I don't have a lot of sympathy, empathy. Yes, I'm very much that person, but there are moments where like, I do get very upset and I will like sit in my bed and cry over something, or I need to get that emotion out, especially around my period. Oh my God. Like I always cry at least once around my period over something. So that's another thing too. Like, I think because I always portrayed this like stoic image growing up, my friends just associated that with like, you don't have any emotion in you. Like, why are you such a stone cold hearted bitch half the time? And it's like, well, maybe I just don't like to show emotion to you, but I do when I'm not around people, or like I have to my, like sometimes I will get very upset in front of my parents. And even when I become upset around my parents, even they're like, whoa, that's not like you. So.
Yeah. I think also it's like a defense mechanism. I think to me a bit, like I said, I mean, especially before my surgery, and yeah, same as you, Jimmy, Jimmy, like you said too, I think also a portion of that could be kind of how women are portrayed in media and portrayed in business and work and play, et cetera. How, oh, in movies, you never want to be the woman who's like always, like crying and needs help, right? And I think you and I both are similar. We both didn't want to be that way and like kind of feed into that almost like
But then you
stereotype,
can't be
right?
a bitch at work because you don't want to have a bad reputation.
Thing is, you can't win. And like you said about your
Yeah.
mom thing too, which is like not funny, but just like the fact about life is that it sucks when basically, guys, like the key to that phrase is, you can never please anybody, so why not just please yourself? Which I know is tricky.
Yes.
I'm still working on it, true, but it's like.
I was in a situation like that yesterday with someone, and I wanted to be like, just stop trying to please me. Like, if we can't meet up, we can't meet up. Just tell me that it's not going to work out today. I'm not going to be offended, but don't keep beating around the bush and pleasing me.
I think it's hard though. It just depends. I mean, again, so like, A, I get it, but also I see both sides too, like I said, because I've been very, I feel like let down in my past. I feel like I hate to do that to other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like I try to kind of do everything but to make someone feel as terrible as I felt in the past, certain things. That's also tricky too. I think it totally depends, yeah, on the type of relationship and the person you have, and also just like the dynamic and how you're comfortable you feel. Because yeah, at the end of the day, it's better just to kind of be truthful about it, but it's also just like it's tough when, especially as women, I know like me and one of my other friends especially like feel this way with certain things about like we feel like some of the same but different things for each other. And it's tough when you want to be so empathetic but you also need to take care of yourself and trying to figure out how to do both to listen for your friend but also like express what you need. It's, I don't know, dude, it's tricky, it's super tricky. It's so tough. There's like so many things I feel like you're all trying to battle against. And
Right.
then we're all like you're like in your head, maybe not you, just me, but like I'm in my head and trying to like psychoanalyze different like ends of spectrum to kind of like react to accordingly. And it's like just gotta kind of be. It's hard to just be. It's like
Yeah. I realized yesterday, I was like, you know what? Pleasing people doesn't get you anywhere.
but Jane, why do you think it is we learn that? Just like from like females in general, like we're like taught that kind of
Well,
by default.
I think everyone's taught that growing up,
Like all, yeah.
Like, it's one thing to be respectful, but to go to the extent to please someone so bad. I feel like sometimes we go so far and it's not worth it. It's not worth your time and emotions. If you can't please them, you can't please them. Just stop trying.
Yes, I
That's
know.
what I've learned. I've learned that especially in the workplace. Like, now I think, especially now that I'm like not at an assistant position, I'm more okay to like put my foot down and be truthful with my boss and be like, I can't make that deadline, or like, I really do need help with this, or can I help so and so maybe with their work and help them? I'm more inclined to maybe put my foot down, where before I felt like, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole and I have to like say yes to everything in order to like get promoted.
Jamie, that's amazing though. It's beautiful that you've like realized that about yourself because I think that's also super tricky. You know, it's like I have trouble in general in all categories of life setting boundaries because I've had so many boundaries set for me and it's really fucked me up to be honest. So it's like I think that's also a tricky thing too, where it's great that you've like seen this and then tried to make it this way for yourself, make it better, which is tricky. That's a beautiful thing to like do for others. It's hard, definitely hard. Like I said, because I've just yeah, especially guys, I swear, first job out of college for anybody, it like sets the tone for the rest of your career. Literally. I'm not kidding. I think that's true. I don't know about you, but it's like, I don't know. I have had several jobs over the course of my life, but I'm saying if you have like either a really good or bad situation, and I'm saying that based on beyond just mine, because I had coworkers, Jamie, I'm saying at like the one really good job stable I had for a while, my coworkers who had never had any like repercussions against like not coming into work or taking a lot of time off and kind of
Oh,
like,
I
you
know
know what I
people like
mean?
that currently.
Jamie, I'm saying they're like that because they've clearly never had a boss, especially they definitely probably were given a big enough leash early on to not be like, okay, this is what's the standard, this is how it is. You know what I mean? That's how I kind of see. Isn't for everybody, but I feel like,
Yeah,
you know.
I'm not gonna get into it, but yeah, I'm still experiencing that.
Yeah, too. That's also, I mean, again, I think working from home, Jamie, with that situation probably is even trickier with that for everybody. Oh my gosh. Trying to like coordinate boundaries and stuff when it's like, how do you actually know what's truthful and not what's going on behind everyone else's computer screen at home? You know what I mean? Versus what they told you before in the office. I don't know. It's just like a whole new world with that. It's so crazy.
Anyway, should we get into favorites and
Yeah.
wrap up?
Jamie, you can go with yours first this time.
Okay. We hope you guys enjoyed that more serious topic than baby
Yeah,
shower. Fun ones. All righty, let's get to it. Okay. I have a Netflix recommendation, and it's not Formula One related.
Either way, Jamie will take it. Either way, it's a big deal.
Either way. So there is, I found, okay, this documentary, like, I didn't 100% like it, but I want to recommend it to you guys because I think it's very interesting, the topic. It's called Made You. This documentary explores the art world, the high-end art world, cases of fraud. It's kind of a whodunit, and it makes you think at the end because you're like, did the woman who got accused like know these were fakes? The dealer, did the gallery know these were fakes? Like, what? There's just certain things that don't line up. I found it to be very interesting, though. It's a very interesting documentary. I think it's maybe like an hour, hour and a half long, but I wanted to recommend that. Also wanted to recommend, I got back into going to Juice Generation, and I just have to say their OPP smoothie is my jam. It is so good. It's got like chocolate protein powder, avocado, banana. It's really filling. It tastes like a healthy chocolate milkshake, in all honesty. And it's a really good like afternoon pick-me-up smoothie, especially if you're like not super hungry, but you just need something to hold you over. It's really good. And then I have a few like fun, like Amazon finds. One thing is a microfiber hair towel wrap. So I use a microfiber hair towel to dry my hair, but I also got one that is like kind of like a hair twisty turvy thing. And I will put my hair in that just to like soak up the rest of the excess water. It's really good for drying your hair. And if you have fine hair like myself, you only need to put your hair in it for maybe like 30 minutes. And it does help with frizz and whatnot. And just kind of like quickly drying your hair, especially if you're going to blow dry it and whatnot after. And then I also wanted to recommend some bedding because I redid my bedding recently. And
nice, Jamie.
To get better sleep. So Amazon Basics makes a really great reversible lightweight comforter. I don't like heavy comforters. I like to layer blankets on my bed to kind of weigh them down. So they have a reversible comforter. It's, I think, maybe like $15 to $20 or maybe $25. It's really lightweight, washes well. I got one where it's black on one side and gray on another. I like neutral bedding. So I did that. And then I also got a fleece blanket to put under my comforter from a brand on Amazon called Bedsure. It was one of the, like the top rated brands. Another really lightweight blanket. You could use it either like on top of your bedding or like on a couch or something. Unfortunately, it does shed quite a bit, but again, it washed well. They have like a whole variety of colors, and I liked that I could get like a full size for my bed, not just like a throw. So I have really been loving that, and it's made my bed a little more comfy. So those are my favorites this week.
Jamie, I love that you always have like great little home stuff now. Look at you sprucing up your space. I love it.
I mean, I started in home, so.
That's so true, Jamie. Oh my God. I always forget to remember that. That's like where it all began for you with merch. So good. Oh, so fun. Okay. Okay, guys. Oh my God. All the like health and beauty today, of course. Okay. First one, I want to give a little shout out to, there's a company called 8Greens. It's basically like this little tube of like tablets. I think there's like maybe 12 in there, I believe. I have it downstairs on my kitchen table. I can confirm in the show notes. But it was created by a female named Dawn. I forgot her last name. She was featured on the Drew Barrymore show recently. It's really great, guys. Basically, a way to get 8 greens in a tablet. You just literally pop it in like 8 ounce glass of water, and it does not taste gross. You guys, there are so many different variations of like green juice, weird vitamin things, and it's like, that you're eating, like, it just doesn't taste right. And I get that. I know health is a bad rap for those kind of things. But guys, so evolution and science of health has changed. There's some good stuff out there. You guys, these are literally found at, I found them cheaper actually at my local Free People store downtown, because online it was more expensive and it's cheaper in person. I could buy it nearby. And I was like, hey, cool. It's like a little tablet, kind of a little tube by like checkout registers. And they're great, guys, because literally they don't have any weird smell or any strange taste. It literally kind of blends when dissolves really easily into water and tastes almost like a lemon lime, almost like a Gatorade kind of, Jamie, vibe, if that makes any sense. But once again, there's like 8 different greens in it, guys, like spirulina, chlorella, wheatgrass, a couple other different like fun various greens. And a lot of those guys' greens are very awesome beyond the beautiful vitamin and mineral health benefits. They also have some good protein in there. Not a protein, sorry. They have some good, spirulina is like a plant-based protein, but I'm not sure how much actually comes out in the tablet. But in general, guys, it's a great way to kind of keep your immunity up to snuff right now. In general, like, yes, friends, we are trying to, you know, get out of the winter and spring, depending on where you live, into, you know, well, into spring or summer. But people have allergies. People have weird things. And also, you always want to keep your health up to snuff. And it's so easy, guys, because you pop a tablet in it. I don't use it every single day because I'm trying to save them because it's only like 12 in the tube. But the price wasn't that bad. I think it was maybe like a dollar-ish per tablet, which is like, you know, like I buy it all the time. But it's like doable. And like I said, I love supporting female entrepreneur and her whole story on the Drew Barrymore show. I was like, I love this. And I'd heard about the company for a while, but I had never tried them. So definitely feel free to check and see. It could be located, guys, nearby. It may even be Jamie randomly. I'm trying to think it. Like, I haven't been to Bed Bath & Beyond in a while, but I feel like it could be maybe in one of the front little things at their store too. You know what I mean?
I haven't seen it there. I went to Bed Bath recently, but there's also like a smaller one by me. We don't have, there's not like a giant one. I used to go to one that had like a whole food section.
Oh, but cool.
The one that I go to now, they don't have that. It's much smaller.
Gotcha. So, like I said, guys, you can literally order from Agreen.
Maybe they have it at Whole Foods here in Manhattan.
Yes, 100%. Like I said, you can order from the website too. And I like first was trying to figure out, should I get from the website, kind of like right to the source. But like I said, I wanted to get in person. I didn't want to wait till the delay to be ordered. And also you pay for shipping and it like literally weighs half an ounce. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I got in person, support local business. It worked out. So yes, that was my first thing. And that was really exciting and tastes great. So it's fun because that also, guys, helps your body inside out with the skin and everything. My main battle is just trying to fight my mask knee situation with wearing a mask for work when I have these like longer shifts out in the public, which is just more tricky, I think, as it gets warmer too. So I got to try to navigate that because I'm so over the fighting mask knee situation. Anyways, and I tried to balance it out and try to figure it out what the culprit is. And I think it's just, anyways, the nature of the beast, per my facialist. Anyways, and then other little favorites, guys. Okay, you know I mentioned before that, you guys, I'm a Sakara Life affiliate. Sakara is a fantastic brand. Yes, the products are expensive, but I got a great discount if you want on your first purchase. I want to give a shout out to the Sakara Life Beauty Chocolates. It's a simple thing, guys, but it's fun because I still always, even when I get a good, fulfilling meal for lunch or dinner, I love to have like a sweet tooth afterwards. And I think as a nature too, a part of the, I think the love that food comes to for me with my family, we've always been kind of like a dessert family and I've always worked in dessert centric kind of places. And Sakara literally has, guys, this little kind of like circle kind of canister tube, this cute little jar. And you just kind of like, this is just an option in their wellness clean boutique. They have these like really good chocolates that actually boost your collagen too. So it's like such a great way to get some health in and it's not too bad of a product at all. And it tastes so good. And I'm like, how are two chocolates enough? And it is. So I'm like, beautiful. It keeps me going because I got things to do. It keeps the sweet tooth kind of at the end of a meal to kind of maybe balance out your palate if your mouth is feeling like tasting whatever you last ate. It's up to you. It's a great little find. That'll be included, guys, in the show notes with my link to receive 20% off your first order. That's one of the items you can purchase from them. And also, I think, Jamie, you and I have talked about it before on the pod, Vital Proteins collagen water, guys. I haven't got them in a while. I recently ordered like a pack of, I think it's like 4 or 6, 2 different flavors I got. I had a great coupon, and I was like, I am going for it because tis the season, friends. It's warm out. We like to have ways to spice up our water, spruce up our water, and increase health benefits, especially when I have some days when I work different shifts and I had different breaks. Got to keep extra hydration coming in. I'm trying to get some more runs in here and there, more with my schedule as the weather's getting nicer. And I just feel great after a run. So the collagen water, guys, I'm giving a shout out to is Vital Proteins flavor blackberry hibiscus. And I also love their peach white tea. They have so many great flavors, you guys. And it's such a subtle little flavor. But the fact that you get protein in there, collagen. I believe there's also, there might be a little bit of biotin in there for skin. I'm not quite sure, but it has really good stuff, guys, because how else can you get protein without weird flavoring? And also it just fuels your body. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm like burping up nothing. It basically fuels your body after maybe a workout, before a workout, after a busy day, in the middle of a busy day. It just kind of keeps you kind of energized and going. And I love the flavor of them, especially this time of year with weather's getting warmer. I'm all about like fun, healthy beverages. Such a freak about those. And it's so fun. And I had a coupon, so I was pumped. I have not bought those probably like a year or so. It was great. And then the last little thing I'm going to shout out to Jamie is part of, guys, the new Sakara E Pretty line, there are some different like luxe beauty samples that you get in it. And I want to give a shout out because I'm not wearing makeup very often. I never really wear makeup. I used to do like a lip if I go out, separate situation. When is anyone going out anywhere right now? Like going out at night to dance, like apparently it's not a thing, which sucks. But RIP sometime soon again. I love that this brand Ilia has limitless mascara. I'm not wearing it today, but I've worn it the last 3 days at work and work in life. And it's the lightest mascara, guys, I've ever experienced. And for some reason, I have pretty long eyelashes in general, but the fact that this mascara takes a little bit, I think it's also considered like a clean beauty product and it's vegan and cruelty-free. There's literally no chemicals in it if you have sensitive eyes, sensitive skin. I know Jamie's different kind of stuff she's had to deal with in the past. So people have to be careful about certain ingredients in our cosmetics. So I love that they're very clean about that because everyone's skin behaves differently. It feels so lightweight, you guys. I feel like I'm not wearing makeup or I have to like be careful of blinking too hard or like kind of reacting. And I have a lot of facial expressions. And it's great to kind of have at work a little extra kind of like little flirt, kind of like cute little eye situation when anyone else can't see the rest of your face. So I like that a lot. And I've been wearing it lately because it feels great. It makes me feel a little bit more pretty on the inside and out. I just feel better about myself to kind of like have a little bit something to look forward to when I'm not like able to kind of dress up for anything fun right now or have anything crazy going on. Tis the time of life. And just like little perks, guys, and little wins to feel good about yourself. So I'm not a big makeup person, but I wanted to give a shout out because apparently the Ilia Limitless Mascara is like a big deal and I've never tried it until now. And I was such a beautiful bonus to my package the other week that I got in the mail. That was my last one, Jamie. Those four today.
Cool. All right, friends. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review us, subscribe where you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at omg.pod. Yeah. I don't know what else.
Yeah. You guys, just follow us on Instagram and stay tuned for stuff to come soon. We'll keep you posted. We got to kind of revisit some stuff coming up, so we'll let you know what's coming up ahead for the pod. Keep listening. Like Jamie said, new episodes every 2 weeks right now have been coming out. So keep your eye out kind of like a little bit here and there, but again, all on social to keep up to snuff with the latest.
Yep. I'm Jamie.
I'm Krista.
See you next time.
Bye.